The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Again, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company presents the Refreshment Club, a gay, informal half hour of music and fun that comes to you five times a week at the same time, Mondays through Fridays. We welcome you to today's meeting, which is ready to start, and we hope that you're a regular member of the Refreshment Club. Order, please. The Refreshment Club will come to order. We begin with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Yes, indeed.
Helen Jane Belke.
Hello.
Joan and the Escort.
Yes.
Walter Blaufuss.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here!
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All here, Don. The meeting is yours.
Now, let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottles. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourselves.
Well.
Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call for refreshment by Walter Blaufuss, and the refreshment here is I Love a Parade. Marshall music. I love a parade. Yes. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Papa.
Quiet. You're standing up straight after that number, aren't you?
Yeah, the boys are marching.
Oh, that makes you throw your chest out, doesn't it?
You said it, my friend.
Breathe that old studio air. Tires, nothing like it. I love a parade. Well, say, Clark, I meant to ask you this before. I've got a little letter here that came in with some of the Refreshment Club mail. And, one place out here, I don't want to name the city right now, but they asked us if we'd be interested in doing a personal appearance, some of this group on the Refreshment Club.
Yeah?
So, now don't get too excited. So, it gave me an idea, and, see, they didn't want, that is, they wanted to pay quite a bit, but they didn't feel that right now, this time of the year, you know how things are, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know whether we'll take it or not. But the point is this. I thought if we ever do any of that, and I don't see why we shouldn't sometime, we ought to have some little playlist and things worked up. And I thought we might start on that today. Why not, huh?
That's a good idea, McNeil.
Yeah, I've got something there, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
I got it right here. A little playlist, and I thought that that I'd try you out now and just see about how the thing would stand if we did it, see?
Oh, you're going to try me out again, huh?
Yeah, I know we had a little to be or not to be, but this is something altogether different. This is a little love scene, see?
Is it easier than Hamlet?
Huh?
Is it easier than Hamlet?
Well, it's a little love scene. We're on more familiar ground now, see?
Oh!
All right. Helen Jane, you helped Clark out here. All you have was one line. All you have is one line. Don't need a read-off. Just do what I say.
I see.
supposing you're... this is sort of a Robert Taylor, Greta Garbo scene, see?
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like Robert Taylor, and of course, We have Garbo Velke right here. So what you say is this, Clark. You say, sweetheart, something's been trembling on my lip for weeks and weeks. So you put a lot into that. And she'll say what, and then you repeat it. Do you remember the line?
Repeat the same line.
Yeah, do you remember the line?
Yeah.
Sweetheart, something's been trembling on my lip for weeks and weeks. All right, let's try it now. A big love scene. All right.
Sweetheart, something's been trembling on my lips for weeks and weeks.
Oh, what?
Here, now, quiet. Wait here.
Hey, you didn't give me my cue, did they?
No. Those musicians.
Jealousy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Try it again.
All right.
Sweetheart, something's been trembling on my lips for weeks and weeks.
Oh, what?
Say it again. Say it. There you are. Try it. How much time have we used up here? 3 minutes?
I forgot I had to say it.
All right, we'll try it once more now.
All right. Sweetheart, something's been trembling on my lips for weeks and weeks.
What?
Sweetheart, something's been trembling on my lips for weeks and weeks.
Well, why don't you shave it off?
Thank you.
Oh.
All my life.
Waiting for you, my wonderful one. I've begun living all my life, all my love has been waiting for you. My life is sublime now that I'm giving all my love. You seem so lovely, so far above me, I'm almost afraid to love. But I adore you, I place before you a heart that's an open door. All my life, hold me close to your heart, but all else above, hold my love, darling, all my life.
There you are, all my life. Nicely sung, too, Clark. We'll have to work a little more on that scene. We'll probably throw it out altogether. It was just an idea that came to me at the time. I don't know how thing will work out, but can't beat a personal appearance anyway. Joan and the escorts are all set to do things for you on the Refreshment Club today. They have a number called Tell the Truth, which means just that. It tells you how it's always better to tell the truth, and then you don't have to remember what you said. And it is a good idea to tell the truth, although sometimes it hurts. But you can please a woman, I've found, by telling her that a certain red-faced, snub-nosed, bald-headed creature looks just like her, if it happens to be her baby. See? All right, tell the truth, Joan and the Escort.
All is fair in love and war, that's what they say. But you can't steal my heart and then try to steal away. No, no, no.
According to the law of love, do I have to pay?
You bet, so take the stand.
That's okay.
Raise your right hand.
What'll I say?
Oh, tell the truth. Now nothing but the truth. Who's the one you dream of when you close your eyes? Tell me, is it me?
I will tell the truth.
Oh, honey, you better tell the truth.
'Cause I won't see heaven if I'm telling lies, so I'll tell the truth.
You know I love you, so help me, I do. Do you swear that I'm the only one you care for?
Here's the truth. You are my flaming youth. You're the one I walk with when I'm walking, when I talk with, when I'm talking.
When you love now, who do you love? Tell my truth.
Don't you believe anything I say to you?
Why, of course we do, but...
How come you do me like you do?
Why, what do you mean?
Well, Georgie Washington never told a lie.
And if I don't? Will I get by?
Why, of course you will. So raise your right hand. Nothing but the truth. You understand?
Do you promise to tell the truth? The whole truth? And nothing but the truth? So help you?
I do.
I do. I do.
Me too. Here's the truth.
And baby, we can take it.
You're the one I dream of when I close my eyes.
Really, is it me? Now won't you tell the truth? Oh, you better tell the truth. Cause you won't see heaven if you're telling lies. So come on, baby, tell the truth.
I love you. So help me, honey, I do. And I swear that you're the only one I care for.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Am I a-flaming you?
You're the one I walk with when I'm walking, when I talk with, when I'm talking.
Oh, have I really got you where I want you? Come on now, baby, tell the truth. Nothing but the truth.
There you are, nothing but the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, the whole truth and nothing but the truth concerns this next number, too. I've been asking Walter Blaufuss to include some of his own numbers once in a while on the Refreshment Club. Walter has succumbed today and included one of them. After a great deal of argument, which went something like this, I said, Walter, how about including one of your numbers on the Refreshment Club? He said, yeah. Took me a long time to get the point over. So, this is one that Walter wrote about a year or two ago, wasn't it, Walter?
That's right, Don.
And it's a grand number, somewhat on the order of the very famous Isle of Golden Dreams. This is one another one of Walter's, which takes you way, way out in the desert someplace, or on the seas. This is Golden Sands and Silver Sea I'm leading up to. And this was written by Walter at the same time that he said, if you cast your bread upon the water today, will most likely come back to you wrapped in cellophane. And then he sat down and wrote this song, Golden Sands and Silvery Sea. Swish, here. That again sometime on the Refreshment Club, I know. Say, Bob Denton is our recording secretary. You know, it's up to you to sort of keep track of our listeners. And what would you say offhand that you predict they'll probably be doing tonight?
Well, tonight being Monday night, you and your family probably plan to spend the evening at home. And when you are all gathered together in the living room, here's a simple way to give the family a delightful surprise. Prepare some popcorn and serve it with a bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola for each member of the family. Everybody likes to pop popcorn, everybody likes to eat it, and everybody welcomes the sparkling refreshment of an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola. Ice-cold Coca-Cola, you know, is a natural partner of so many good things to eat. And with fresh, hot popcorn drenched with butter and properly salted, that's the taste thrill you'll remember. Try it tonight. You need just two things, the corn to pop and the bottles of Coca-Cola, ice-cold and ready to serve in your family refrigerator. You can get them both when you do your marketing today. Corn to pop comes conveniently in cans, and Coca-Cola can be bought just as conveniently in the handy six-bottle carton that is so easy to carry home. All right, Don?
Okay, Bob. Helen Jane?
Yep.
You old Refreshment Club honey, you? Young Refreshment Club honey, I should say. You're only 21 in your stocking feet, aren't you?
No, I'm 22 with them on.
Oh. Well, I was almost right. Sock me if I'm wrong. What are you going to sing?
I love you from coast to coast.
Oh, I heard about that new national hookup. This is it, huh?
I love you has been said in so many ways. It's hard to find something new. Still I've tried and I've managed to coin a phrase in praise of you. It's my ambition to audition for a swell radio post just to tell you that I love you from coast to coast. It's not the money in it, honey, that I keep thinking of most. It's just the chance to romance you from coast to coast. Now sometimes I start to pour out my heart in writing, but through a mic the words sound more exciting. So if I get work on the network, honey, I'll sing you a toast when I broadcast that I love you from coast to coast. Well, if a sponsor ever hears me, we'll have caviar on our toast when I get that commercial.
Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with the lovely melody of a dream. Freshman clubber Raymond Klein of Atlanta, Georgia, had a dream one time. When he woke up, he jotted it down and called it the crew and the cruise of the good old friendship. Friendship can't sail without a crew. Whatever the number, it must include you. As the voyage starts, they all stick together, hoping for only the fairest of weather. And then along comes a gale and a deluge of rain, and friendship is put to a terrible strain. The voyage is made by those on board. One has an olive branch, another a sword. Some give little and ask for much, and yet friendship is something you've got to go Dutch. You never get out of it more than you give. We must all believe this if friendship shall live. Where shall we sail when this old ship clears? To ports called weeks and months and years. A few disembark at most every stop. New faces replace the ones that we drop. just a few are congenial. The voyage through of this ever-changing, fickle crew. Why go away with others to roam? Because of the urge to mix in the foam of new ideas and other emotions which soothe our minds like healing lotions. Mourn not for those who leave the ship. Love those who, with you, finish the trip. Well, we have something new in the line of dances for you today. See, tomorrow is Drug Dance Day, but today, Walter Blaufuss and the boys have concocted a coconut dance. Coconut dance. Now, in case you haven't any coconut trees in your yard, why, I don't know just how you're going to get the feeling of this thing, because in the rug dance, you always have a rug that you can sling around. So I don't know just what we're going to do here as far as coconuts are concerned. I used to do the coconut dance myself when I was in better trim, but I don't know, I'm just a hollow shell now. I don't seem to be able to give it all I used to be able to. But I tell you what, you might be a make-believe you're a coconut and climb up the wall and drop down on somebody or something like that and wham, you know. I don't think it'd go over so well. We have Ralph Smith here who's going to help us out. Ralph is going to do a dance, aren't you, Ralph, in the middle of this?
Yes, I am.
Ralph says, yes, I am, in English. Ralph is going to do a dance, which he used to do on the stage. Ralph, you were a tap dancer, right? The only difference between Ralph and Fred Astaire is, about $2,500 a week, I guess. But Ralph really does a dance, and oh yes, one other difference, Ralph does this dance on his hands. He puts the shoes on his hands, and then does the coconut dance. Let's see how it comes out, Walter. I hope it comes out even. Nice, Ralph. Yeah, you got me there. I was expecting a coda or something. But that was very nice. Ralph did that dance all by himself there. Now going back to his drum. Ralph's the world's fastest drummer. Time flies and he beats time. Well, sir? Quiet. Here are the escorts, minus Joan at the present time, to give their version of the answer to why you can't do a coconut dance at home. You can't do that air ear.
Miss Tilly Hawkins had a fall her mother couldn't stand. His habit was to click his heels and kiss Miss Tilly's hand. He became a fireman and called on young Miss Hawkins, but Tilly's ma could not be fooled, and so she started squawking. Oh, you can't do that there, ear. No, you can't do that there, ear. Anywhere else you can do that there, but you can't do that there, ear.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Everyone. Between the oceans and all rats beyond, let's sink the presses. Stocking, Minnesota. Hank Letts, the Broadway musical starring Heel and Toe, is enjoying a long run here. Champaign, Illinois. Red Knowles opens up Bottle Corker's convention by saying,
by way of the high seas.
There's an argument on between John Bull and Uncle Sam, and both are bragging quite a lot. First one says this and the other says that. And then the argument got real hot, said Uncle Sam.
Say, we've got you beaten everything. From coppers down to couplets.
Said John Bull.
I say, old fellow, you may be right, yes. But what about quintuplets?
Oh, you can't do that there, ear. No, you can't do that there, ear. You can do that in Canada, but you can't do that there, ear.
Very nice, boys. That was very, very swell. All right, when I was talking about not being able to do the coconut dance, I forgot one thing, and that's the fact that men are a great deal like trees at that. When they get too big at the top end, they're likely to come down in the first storm. Eh? Yeah. All right, I was going to do a one-man, one-act play, but I can't seem to find one short enough here, Walter, to get in the customary time. So I think I'll let that go for a couple of days, if you don't mind. Probably do one about Friday. Here, cut that out, will you, fellas? The mice in the orchestra. That come through there? Sure, some mice around here, or else somebody's eating celery. All right, it's Last Call for Refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and all the boys. Here you are. Let's try it. One, two, three, and we'll be trucking. Now, let's track it up, Walter. So, the Refreshment Club ends for today. Tomorrow, be listening again at this time to hear Helen Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, Bill Krenz in a piano solo, Bright Sing for the Kiddies, Rug Dance, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss. This is Don McNeil saying so long until then. And meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.